from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Josh Vernier is our Royals insider. I texted him on his own personal phone last night, rather than into 913-586-7610,
right,
where I probably couldn't have gotten through because all hell was breaking loose apparently last night. Vern, but I texted you right away, got in the car, and heard you talking about punching people in the face. What in the heck was going on last night?
Yeah, apparently, listen, early in the game, the Royals had a chance to double their lead from 1-0 to 2-0, but Michael Garcia was held up at third base, and Bobby thought it was going to be a triple, and yeah, it was the first time all year where I thought Royals third base coach Vance Wilson made a mistake. And obviously I wasn't alone. Apparently, callers informed me that Royals fans were chewing on Vance Wilson throughout the game after that mistake holding up Michael Garcia at third. And apparently the fans were relentless in their attacks on Vance Wilson, and according to a few callers, Vance returned some of the fire back to the fans as he was making his way off the field.
Oh, wow. So did he scale the fence or anything and try to get after them? Because that would have been something to see.
I would have picked up on that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even notice him, if he was, you know, again, this is just going off of what a few callers said to the postgame show. If he was barking back at the fans, you know, I had a few people call up and say, oh, he's got to be more professional than that. And, you know, my response was, I bet you he was the first time. But then if you continue to poke, he's allowed to be a man back, right? He's allowed to be a individual back and scream back at you. It's always strange to me that men and women that go to games think they can yell whatever they want and they won't get anything in return. Just because you can scream doesn't mean that, you know, they can't scream. If you want to act like that, I don't see why the coaches and the players can't act like that. I just saw Jesse Winker, the Nationals, try to fight somebody.
Oh, my God, that was great, wasn't it? That old Padre fan was going after him. That was fantastic.
Yeah, so it's not new. I mean, you see this, unfortunately, in the NBA all the time, but that's because the fans are so close and they could just walk out there. But, no, it was a wild night. People were crushing J.J. Piccolo on the postgame show as if they should be better than what they are this season. It was a mess. And thankfully, we have another game coming up in a few hours.
Yeah, you usually say day game after a night game, and everybody goes, oh, my God, how's anybody going to physically get their bodies in gear to play a few hours later? But I think they need the day game after the night game today just to wash away yesterday's game. But again,
Vern might too.
Yeah, Vern may too. But, I mean, as the text line points out from the 913, Vern, hell, at least the fans care again, right? Like, there is that point, but almost to the point of, like, it's a Tuesday in June. Like, this happens in baseball. Teams lose games all the time, and you just can't get too high or too low. Does it stink to lose to the Marlins? You bet it stinks to lose to the Marlins. But at the end of the day, this team is still overachieving everybody's expectations for the season.
Yeah, that to me, that's why I was so puzzled at the criticisms of the front office. Mm-hmm. Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, that alone, I mean, if I was J.J. Piccolo, I would wear a T-shirt that just said Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans, and I would walk around and wait for people to ask me about it and say, I'm the guy that brought them to Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah. Although, you know, I understand booing your team when they perform poorly. I understand calling guys bums when they're performing poorly. I like all of that. I got no issue with you booing the team when they're playing poorly or getting on the manager when the team stinks. But, you know, chewing on the third base coach, keep in mind the Royals led that game all the way until the seventh inning. So that means Royals fans, and there were only, you know, 12,000 out there, 13,000 out there. That means with their team up for the first six innings, you're crushing the third base coach. I don't know. Just a strange night, a strange group of people. It's been a fun a strange season, but it's strange in that it's amazingly fun, and yet not last night.
Yeah.
Now, last night's game, no doubt about it. Last night's game is one of those, in my opinion, that you're going to remember for a while. That, you know, you lose a playoff spot by a game or two, that's one of the games that'll pop back up in the memory.
All right, so fans, you said, are crushing JJ in the postgame show. I think there is one move that if you really wanted to crush him and you're looking for something, not keeping Brent Rooker around. That to me is a big loss for this team based on what the outfield is doing right now. And you got nothing for Brent Rooker, and he's had a nice 2 years out in Oakland. Other than that, how could you even consider crushing JJ? Like, that he's made like maybe one bad move. Everything else that is happening with this team has been, like, I think he's doing a phenomenal job as the general manager.
Yeah, and the Brent Rooker thing, I mean, there were a lot of teams that passed on Brent Rooker. I know he was here, but he was with San Diego before that. He was with the Twins before that. And, you know, even in his time in Kansas City, not the biggest of sample size, but he didn't really make any sort of statement that right. I belong as an everyday big leaguer. Credit to him, he figured it out at the age of 28. You know, you don't see that very often, but when it does happen, I think you give the young man some credit. Yeah, the main issue from the fans last night was the bullpen should be better. We knew this was an issue, the bullpen, the lack of strikeouts coming out of the bullpen. We knew that in spring training. But the thought in spring training was, hey, you know, if they're in it, which not many people thought, I mean, outside of you really, Bob, many people thought that they were going to be in it. But if they're in it, they can go and add a reliever. I don't think anyone saw them as one of the best teams in baseball for the first 2 months, where that bullpen would glow because of the stink that had been coming out of there in the month of April. It's just strange to me how we have this revisionist history as if we knew that this team was going to be in the playoff picture right out of the gate.
But blaming the bullpen for every loss is akin to blaming the Chiefs defense, you know, in Patrick Mahomes' first season for every loss, right? There are other things that happen throughout the course of the game. Vinny being, you know, whatever he was doing at first base last night. Mikel Garcia with a bad throw. Again, offensively, we're still, I mean, one run against the Marlins. Like, there's more to, like, the bullpen is kind of surface level to me. There are other big picture things, like, like right now with Vinny, he's not a masterclass over there at first base. We all know that. They've gotten Poppy was sloppy, right? And so we're at a point now where we're like, okay, I need to see Vinny kind of take those next steps, because a guy like Vladimir Guerrero is now talking about being traded. You know, there's going to be Pete Alonso on the free agent market, obviously maybe outpricing himself here in Kansas City, but he's not having a great offensive season, but he's going to be available free agency. Like, you have to start looking at those guys and say, who can we upgrade with on the diamond that can give us more pop? Vinny right now, I think, needs to start playing better.
Sure, and he admitted as much after the game last night. He said that almost verbatim. Pete Alonso, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. aren't coming to Kansas City. Vinny's your first baseman again next season. Offensively, did I expect more from Vinny? No doubt. I expected all-star-like numbers. And so far this year, he's been slightly better than league average. Which, you know, I'll take that, especially for an offense that, you're right, has struggled mightily. In fact, there's only, what, four hitters performing better than Vinny Pasquantino this season on the team? Bobby Salvi, Freddie Fermin, and Michael Massey, who's only played in limited time. And, yeah, you know, defensively, Vinny still ranks as one of the six, seven best defensive first basemen in Major League Baseball. But your overall point, and again, this is why last night's game's going to stick with me for a while, is it was so much more than the bullpen. It's the defense. It's another error by your veteran reliever.
Well, yeah, and then Will Smith chucking it down the right field line doesn't help matters, you know?
No, if that's Daniel Lynch, if that's Sam Long, I still get upset, but I can understand it. Will Smith's been in the game too long. He knows you either eat that or you take a deep breath before you gun that ball to first base. That second time it's happened this month, second time that kind of a play has cost the team a game. You know, the Michael Vinny play that you talk about, Vance Wilson pulling Seth Lugo after six innings, going to Carlos Hernandez, only having four hits, only scoring one run. I mean, you can make a case that was the worst loss of the season. Not the most painful, but certainly the ugliest loss of the season.
Day game today to finish up the series. I get nervous of these. Dude making his, like, major league, league debut.
You tantalizes
feel like,
us.
You feel like you should just light somebody like this up, and it never seems to work out that way.
Oh, all I want to see is frustration being taken out on the fish today. If this game is close in the seventh and the eighth and the ninth, I'm probably going to be in a really bad mood on the postgame show.
Awesome. Love it. All right, Vern, baseball card game real quick.
Yeah, why not?
I got three 87 tops in my hands. Okay, these were going to be for Q. I'll have to pick up new cards for Q. All right, I got a character named Greg Harris.
Oh, God. Padres outfielder.
No, he's with the Texas Rangers, and he's a pitcher.
Does he have glasses?
No, not in this picture. He probably did at one point, yeah.
I think I'm thinking of maybe Greg Kite, the basketball player.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. 87 tops again. Calvin Schiraldi.
Calvin Schiraldi? I should know this one?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard the name.
You never heard of Calvin Schiraldi? Really?
Is he a Red Sox?
He's a Red Sox. Okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, I ain't got that name. I can't picture that card.
You could take mine.
Yeah. He's got a nice action photo with stirrups on.
I'll give that to Vern.
And finally, 87 tops, Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker at the end?
Yeah, that's the end. Right.
87 was the end of his life.
Well, let's just go with San Francisco.
Close. Oakland.
God bless it. I knew it was in the Bay.
You did.
That's right.
I promised I knew it was in the Bay, but I'm going Giants and I'm going home a loser.
May you be in a good mood later today.
Do you think Vance Wilson would win a fight with the fans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Yeah.
That's a backup catcher for a long big league career. That is a hardened man.
Yeah. Don't mess with Vance. All right, Vern. Appreciate the time, bud. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, coming up today at noon. He'll get you set for Royals and Marlins. Royals take on Valente Belozo today.
Who?
Valente Belozo, if I'm pronouncing that right. Major league debut against Brady Singer.
Who?
Never heard of him.
Valente Belozo.
Maybe I'll see him in Italy.
Maybe. He was just captaining a, a, boat down the,
yeah,
down
the gondola.
Canal. Yeah,
gondola
down the canal.
Oh, son, let me
We will chat with Matt Cotrero, the Royal Skipper, coming up at 9 o'clock. He drops by for his weekly visit. A video game really stepped in it yesterday. We'll get to it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Josh Vernier is our Royals insider. I texted him on his own personal phone last night, rather than into 913-586-7610,
right,
where I probably couldn't have gotten through because all hell was breaking loose apparently last night. Vern, but I texted you right away, got in the car, and heard you talking about punching people in the face. What in the heck was going on last night?
Yeah, apparently, listen, early in the game, the Royals had a chance to double their lead from 1-0 to 2-0, but Michael Garcia was held up at third base, and Bobby thought it was going to be a triple, and yeah, it was the first time all year where I thought Royals third base coach Vance Wilson made a mistake. And obviously I wasn't alone. Apparently, callers informed me that Royals fans were chewing on Vance Wilson throughout the game after that mistake holding up Michael Garcia at third. And apparently the fans were relentless in their attacks on Vance Wilson, and according to a few callers, Vance returned some of the fire back to the fans as he was making his way off the field.
Oh, wow. So did he scale the fence or anything and try to get after them? Because that would have been something to see.
I would have picked up on that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even notice him, if he was, you know, again, this is just going off of what a few callers said to the postgame show. If he was barking back at the fans, you know, I had a few people call up and say, oh, he's got to be more professional than that. And, you know, my response was, I bet you he was the first time. But then if you continue to poke, he's allowed to be a man back, right? He's allowed to be a individual back and scream back at you. It's always strange to me that men and women that go to games think they can yell whatever they want and they won't get anything in return. Just because you can scream doesn't mean that, you know, they can't scream. If you want to act like that, I don't see why the coaches and the players can't act like that. I just saw Jesse Winker, the Nationals, try to fight somebody.
Oh, my God, that was great, wasn't it? That old Padre fan was going after him. That was fantastic.
Yeah, so it's not new. I mean, you see this, unfortunately, in the NBA all the time, but that's because the fans are so close and they could just walk out there. But, no, it was a wild night. People were crushing J.J. Piccolo on the postgame show as if they should be better than what they are this season. It was a mess. And thankfully, we have another game coming up in a few hours.
Yeah, you usually say day game after a night game, and everybody goes, oh, my God, how's anybody going to physically get their bodies in gear to play a few hours later? But I think they need the day game after the night game today just to wash away yesterday's game. But again,
Vern might too.
Yeah, Vern may too. But, I mean, as the text line points out from the 913 Vern, hell, at least the fans care again, right? Like, there is that point, but almost to the point of, like, it's a Tuesday in June. Like, this happens in baseball. Teams lose games all the time, and you just can't get too high or too low. Does it stink to lose to the Marlins? You bet it stinks to lose to the Marlins. But at the end of the day, this team is still overachieving everybody's expectations for the season.
Yeah, that to me, that's why I was so puzzled at the criticisms of the front office. Mm-hmm. Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, that alone, I mean, if I was J.J. Piccolo, I would wear a T-shirt that just said Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans, and I would walk around and wait for people to ask me about it and say, I'm the guy that brought them to Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah. Although, you know, I understand booing your team when they perform poorly. I understand calling guys bums when they're performing poorly. I like all of that. I got no issue with you booing the team when they're playing poorly or getting on the manager when the team stinks. But, you know, chewing on the third base coach, keep in mind the Royals led that game all the way until the seventh inning. So that means Royals fans, and there were only, you know, 12,000 out there, 13,000 out there. That means with their team up for the first six innings, you're crushing the third base coach. I don't know. Just a strange night, a strange group of people. It's been a fun season, a strange season, but it's strange in that it's amazingly fun, and yet not last night.
Yeah.
Now, last night's game, no doubt about it. Last night's game is one of those, in my opinion, that you're going to remember for a while. That, you know, you lose a playoff spot by a game or two, that's one of the games that'll pop back up in the memory.
All right, so fans, you said, are crushing JJ in the postgame show. I think there is one move that if you really wanted to crush him and you're looking for something, not keeping Brent Rooker around. That to me is a big loss for this team based on what the outfield is doing right now. And you got nothing for Brent Rooker, and he's had a nice 2 years out in Oakland. Other than that, how could you even consider crushing JJ? Like, that he's made like maybe one bad move. Everything else that is happening with this team has been, like, I think he's doing a phenomenal job as the general manager.
Yeah, and the Brent Rooker thing, I mean, there were a lot of teams that passed on Brent Rooker. I know he was here, but he was with San Diego before that. He was with the Twins before that. And, you know, even in his time in Kansas City, not the biggest of sample size, but he didn't really make any sort of statement that right. I belong as an everyday big leaguer. Credit to him, he figured it out at the age of 28. You know, you don't see that very often, but when it does happen, I think you give the young man some credit. Yeah, the main issue from the fans last night was the bullpen should be better. We knew this was an issue, the bullpen, the lack of strikeouts coming out of the bullpen. We knew that in spring training. But the thought in spring training was, hey, you know, if they're in it, which not many people thought, I mean, outside of you really, Bob, many people thought that they were going to be in it. But if they're in it, they can go and add a reliever. I don't think anyone saw them as one of the best teams in baseball for the first 2 months where that bullpen would glow because of the stink that had been coming out of there in the month of April. It's just strange to me how we have this revisionist history as if we knew that this team was going to be in the playoff picture right out of the gate.
But blaming the bullpen for every loss is akin to blaming the Chiefs defense, you know, in Patrick Mahomes' first season for every loss, right? There are other things that happen throughout the course of the game. Vinny being, you know, whatever he was doing at first base last night. Mikel Garcia with a bad throw. Again, offensively, we're still, I mean, one run against the Marlins. Like, there's more to, like, the bullpen is kind of surface level to me. There are other big picture things, like like right now with Vinny, he's not a masterclass over there at first base. We all know that. They've got Poppy was sloppy, right? And so we're at a point now where we're like, okay, I need to see Vinny kind of take those next steps, because a guy like Vladimir Guerrero is now talking about being traded. You know, there's going to be Pete Alonso on the free agent market, obviously maybe outpricing himself here in Kansas City, but he's not having a great offensive season, but he's going to be available free agency. Like, you have to start looking at those guys and say, who can we upgrade with on the diamond that can give us more pop? Vinny right now, I think, needs to start playing better.
Sure, and he admitted as much after the game last night. He said that almost verbatim. Pete Alonso, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. aren't coming to Kansas City. Vinny's your first baseman again next season. Offensively, did I expect more from Vinny? No doubt. I expected all-star-like numbers. And so far this year, he's been slightly better than league average. Which, you know, I'll take that, especially for an offense that, you're right, has struggled mightily. In fact, there's only, what, four hitters performing better than Vinny Pasquantino this season on the team? Bobby Salvi, Freddie Fermin, and Michael Massey, who's only played in limited time. And, you know, defensively, Vinny still ranks as one of the six, seven best defensive first basemen in Major League Baseball. But your overall point, and again, this is why last night's game is going to stick with me for a while, is it was so much more than the bullpen. It's the defense. It's another error by your veteran reliever.
Well, yeah, and then Will Smith chucking it down the right field line doesn't help matters, you know?
No, if that's Daniel Lynch, if that's Sam Long, I still get upset, but I can understand it. Will Smith's been in the game too long. He knows you either eat that or you take a deep breath before you gun that ball to first base. That second time it's happened this month, second time that kind of a play has cost the team a game. You know, the Michael Vinny play that you talk about, Vance Wilson pulling Seth Lugo after six innings, going to Carlos Hernandez, only having four hits, only scoring one run. I mean, you can make a case that was the worst loss of the season. Not the most painful, but certainly the ugliest loss of the season.
Day game today to finish up the series. I get nervous of these. Dude making his, like, major league, league debut.
You tantalizes
feel like,
us.
You feel like you should just light somebody like this up, and it never seems to work out that way.
Oh, all I want to see is frustration being taken out on the fish today. If this game is close in the seventh and the eighth and the ninth, I'm probably going to be in a really bad mood on the postgame show.
Awesome. Love it. All right, Vern, baseball card game real quick.
Yeah, why not?
I got three 87 tops in my hands. Okay, these were going to be for Q. I'll have to pick up new cards for Q. All right, I got a character named Greg Harris.
Oh, God. Padres outfielder.
No, he's with the Texas Rangers, and he's a pitcher.
Does he have glasses?
No, not in this picture. He probably did at one point, yeah.
I think I'm thinking of maybe Greg Kite, the basketball player.
Maybe. Yeah, all right. 87 tops again. Calvin Schiraldi.
Calvin Schiraldi?
I
should know this one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never heard the name.
You never heard of Calvin Schiraldi? Really?
Is he a Red Sox?
He's a Red Sox. Okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, I ain't got that name. I can't picture that card.
You could take mine.
Yeah. He's got a nice action photo with stirrups on.
Give that to Vern.
And finally, 87 tops, Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker at the end?
Yeah, that's the end. All right.
87 was the end of his life.
Well, let's just go with San Francisco.
Close. Oakland.
God bless it. I knew it was in the Bay.
You did.
That's right.
I promised I knew it was in the Bay, but I'm going Giants and I'm going home a loser.
May you be in a good mood later today.
Do you think Vance Wilson would win a fight with the fans?
That's a backup catcher for a long big league career. That is a hardened man.
Yeah. Don't mess with Vance. All right, Vern. Appreciate the time, bud. Thanks.
Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, coming up today at noon. He'll get you set for Royals and Marlins. Royals take on Valente Belozo today.
Who?
Valente Belozo, if I'm pronouncing that right. Major league debut against Brady Singer.
Who?
Say heard of him.
Valente Belozo.
Maybe I'll see him in Italy.
Maybe. He was just captaining a a boat down the,
yeah,
down
the gondola. Canal.
Yeah. We will chat with Matt Cotrero, the Royal Skipper, coming up at 9 o'clock. He drops by for his weekly visit. A video game really stepped in it yesterday. We'll get to it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.